Back in 2019, I burned out a medical grade CPAP at 365 pounds, and I was essentially told I wasn't going to live to be 40. And that was pretty alarming to hear as a 35-year-old. And I just committed to what is the quickest way to lose weight. And after about 4 Google pages worth of detox teas, hormone therapy, gamma radiation, like literally Google fast.
All the cleanses.
Literally, some went in, some went out. Okay. Like pretty much every hole you fill with something for the cleanse. then I was like, let me find safer medical ways. And I found bariatric surgery.
Hey, it's Mel. Before we dive in, just a quick note. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. The insights shared by our guests are not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult with your healthcare provider before making changes to your diet, exercise, or lifestyle. Now let's get to the show.
Welcome back to our Sleep Life podcast. This is Mel, your host, and today we have a very fun an enjoyable interview today because you guys know him. And if you don't know him, where the hell have you been? He is My Weight is History online on Instagram and TikTok. And you guys know him as Dad Rob because I coined it. So welcome on, Rob DeMedio.
I think I owe you a nickel every time you say Dad Rob, but that is usually when we have bariatric events. That's usually how people are like, oh my God, it's Dad Rob. And I'm like, yes, I exist. I'm a human being. And what is this now? This has to be like my fifth appearance on OSF.
I think so. Yeah.
I'm like Alec Baldwin hosting Saturday Night Live level hosting or being on the
show. You're getting real close. That's for sure.
Right?
Yep.
Because who is at the highest level for OSLP right now?
I think it might be you, because it's either you, Jamie, or Ashlyn.
Probably ADB, though, right?
Hmm?
ADB, Ashlyn Douglas Barnes.
Yes.
So much quicker to do ADB.
I was like, wait a minute. But yes, I think she might have one more over you.
Yes. But yeah. You also like co-podcast with her now, too,
right? I do, yes. We have our own side podcast called The Cutting Edge Podcast, and it's all about plastic surgery. Like in and outs, the therapy that goes behind it. Like, it's pretty fun because I ask some really funny questions to Dr. Betas and he's just like, oh, Mel.
It's fun watching the three of you go. And look at me, like, cross-promoting your other podcast while I'm on this podcast because I have to show up and talk about my stuff and everything.
You do. You totally do. But at least for this one, guys, if you don't know who Rob is, he's going to give you a little backstory on him and what he does now because he's a coach. He helps bariatric people, like, lose weight and keep it off. Like, he's been doing it for a few years now and being very successful at it. So that's why I love having him on, because he's going to tell us some tricks. And he has a summer camp that you can join that's coming up. So I'm very excited about it.
So, hey, everyone, my name is Rob, and my greatest talent is inviting myself on OSLP. As you see, I've done it about 4 times now, and I really think I'm coming into my own at this point. But back in 2019, I burned out a medical-grade CPAP at 365 pounds, and I was essentially told I wasn't going to live to be 40. And that was pretty alarming to hear as a 35-year-old. And I just committed to what is the quickest way to lose weight. And after about 4 Google pages worth of detox teas, hormone therapy, gamma radiation, like literally Google fast.
All the cleanses.
Literally, some went in, some went out. Okay. Like pretty much every hole you fill with something for the cleanse. then I was like, let me find safer medical ways. And I found bariatric surgery. And I started the program with some basic things that our program instilled of like tracking your nutrition or chewing your food 30 times.
Yeah.
And in the first 6 months of the program, I lost 50 pounds prior to bariatric surgery just by putting these bariatric behavior goals in place. Then I had surgery you know, pandemic happened, the world shut down. I was told, look, you're going to have surgery, but we don't know when you're going to have surgery. So I had to stay in a holding pattern for about 4 months. And then when they cleared me for surgery, I just committed to, like, this has to be the healthiest move I did. I fully threw myself into workouts, nutrition, and fitness. And then I ended up being on OSLP as a guest for a men's panel. And then at JBY, won Best Men's Fitness and Best Men's Account, and continued to get asks for coaching, and finally opened up my business. And we are 3 years running strong in Busy Bariatrics. So,
technically, cool.
This is all Mel's fault when you really look at it.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll take it. I like this fault.
In New Jersey and fashion, that's the greatest compliment or insult we can give you. But right? That's really how we speak in the Philadelphia region.
Well, it's just funny because the first Just Be You Awards guys, he was so nervous. He was like, no one likes me. I don't know what you're talking about. No one knows who I am. And I'm like, bruh, you just need to get your booty here because we all love you and people know you. You just don't know it yet.
Well, at that point, I was still 6 figures in credit card debt, and I couldn't really afford to go out with anyone. So it's like I literally put together the money I was using, working security at our high school basketball games, to buy a ticket. I flew Spirit, and that was an experience like no other.
It is.
And then I did it the very next time, and that was good. But I got out there, and I really just took the approach of I'm here to kind of see the show and meet some people. And I remember backstage at Presenters, you literally were able to wrangle the entire bariatric community into this area. It was just this amazing, awesome experience of all the people who have inspired me, who, you know, like are all there just kind of getting ready to go. And everything else took off from there. But
it was amazing. I got chills just thinking about it because I remember you and Connie. You really wanted to meet Connie Stapleton.
Oh my goodness.
But you were so shy. It was so adorable.
It was literally like when people meet Santa Claus, where I was like, I'm going to meet her. I have her book. I'm going to tell her. And then like I walked up behind her. I swear this sounds like a bad true crime story, but I walked up behind her. And then she like must have noticed I was like coming around like from the back of her eye. And she turned around. We made eyeball to eyeball contact and I ran away because I had preloaded where I was going to be like, hello. Dr. Connie Stapleton, my name is Rob, and I'm a bariatric patient of 1.5 years, and your book has changed my life. Like, I didn't know how to speak to these people. And then she turned around, and I ran away. And then she noticed me at the award show, and she sent me an email of, I'd like to meet you. You really inspire me. And I was convinced that someone in the bariatric community was trolling me from a fake account, because I won't give out her full email address, but she just has, like, an @gmail. Account.
Right. Yeah. Very so you're, simple. You're- Very
yeah,
simple.
It's like one of those where I'm like, oh, this is definitely a troll job. But it just shows that like bariatric surgery can completely change your life. It can completely change the outcome. Going to JBY can be one of the best experiences ever to meet the people who have inspired you. And you have no idea who you're inspiring along the way.
It's wild how they all like interact and how like later on they become there's besties that have been created there. There's businesses that have been created there. Like, it's kind of wild, like, what can happen when you have a bunch of people in the same room that's done the same things and know all the struggles that we've all had to go through. Like, things can really, like, change and be really beautiful. So, Just Be You is in a year. It is April 24th of 2027 in Ashland, Oregon. So
we will be there.
Yes, we will be there. And what's great, I wanted to notice, you know, your doctor said you might not live till 40, and you're 42.
I know. I just looked this old and defeated if you're watching on YouTube. Everyone subscribe on YouTube.
Yes.
So that we get the viewership up there. See, I'm going to plug the whole
way
through.
Great. I need you all the time.
I'd be so much better if I don't then after I do it, like say outright, and here's what I just did. Yay, me. It works. But no, I just the bariatric community is such a special place. And it's why I try to follow the same model that OSLP has had over the years. After I won, Maddie Spar, Maddie 5058, uh-huh. whose full-time job was influencing at that point, was literally the person who's like, you kind of need a picture of this moment. And then she did in true fashion. She pulled my phone. Was like, oh my God, your camera lens. And she like, yeah. But like, that's true influencer fashion. She's never told anyone that, but she's like, you need to clean this before every picture. Yep. And then I posed and she's like, no, we're going to do this. And I, it was like, but there's something to say for that. Like, and that's the beauty of the bariatric community is she had no reason to help me. She could have just snapped the picture and been good, or she could have just let me flounder uh-huh. backstage. And she took a moment out of her busy schedule, 'cause she won like 6 awards that year.
She won a lot. Yeah.
She cleaned up. Uh-huh. But like, she didn't have to do that. And she's like, here, let me put all 7 of these things down so I can take a picture of you with your one. And I looked like every man on Instagram with a fish, like, and they're all back there. And I was just like, hey, and she's like, no, we don't do that. And,
put it in the front.
But she's helped. Yeah. And it's a testament of, I built friendships with Maddie where she really did answer all my questions about content. My content, I feel, took off after JBY because Maddie helped me, and just simple things when I was opening up the business. You and Kelly both did so much work of like, here's what we think for brand colors. Here's what you have to do. Have you thought of an LLC? And really helped with like Sarah Pulling, getting our first website together and the idea of like, have an email list. And if you're listening here, people, have an email list. You can join mine, where we give out 1 email a day to help you crush the mindset around bariatric surgery. And once a month, we give 10 free recipes. Anywho.
Hell yeah. And I got a newsletter too. We got all newsletters. Get on the email list. You get free shit.
Just all free shit, and it's easy. Half the time, here's the thing. You can open them. You don't have to read them. Just open them for my open rate. It helps just the
same.
But no, it's the proof of like, we give back to the bariatric community. You give so many free resources in yours. I give out 10 free recipes a month that can help you if you're in bariatrics or on a GLP-1. But it's because I was taught by people like you and Maddie and Jamie and so many other people, give freely to the community and show up when it's your turn. And that's kind of why I try to model what you've all taught me in this experience.
Oh, I love that. 'Cause it's all about helping each other. Like, I would not be where I am at if it wasn't for this community. I know that. I know if I didn't start this podcast, I would have regained everything. I know that, like, if it wasn't for you people, my mental health would definitely have gone in the toilet a long time ago. So it's really important to get in the community and just stay there.
But it's true, when your voice matters. I was self-taught a lot of my bariatric stuff from your first season of the show and Bari Nation. And that was really in the original days of bariatric podcasting. That was it. Yep. Or you'd find a surgeon who did 5 episodes in like 2018 and then stopped. And that was all that was there. So it's like, you had to. I'm going to sound like such an old person right now, but like back in 2020, you had to go uphill both ways, and you'd have to open the podcast in your subscription, and you'd have to hit the play button, and you'd have to listen. But and you'd walk. I'd walk uphill the whole way so that I could get it. But like, that's how I started a lot of my weight loss, was just getting my steps and listening to you and Kelly, listening to April and Jason, that April, Jason, and that, just mapping out, here's what it looks like for a bariatric patient every step of the way.
Well, and that's why, like, I started it, because I couldn't find anything. I was like, I found the actual doctor-driven ones, and you're right, there's only like maybe 5 to 6 episodes and it's done. And then I saw other people trying, but they would only do, again, like 10, 15 or less, and then they'd be gone. Yeah. So I'm like, there's a need here, because like, people just keep leaving this community, and this community needs the help. I know I needed it when I started, because I'm 10 years out, and we didn't start the pod till 4 years into my journey. So it's like, I really wish there was something online for me to listen to back then. So I'm just happy I got listeners. I'm happy you guys are here. And I'm happy that Rob is with us, and he's going to go over his summer camp that he does. This is your 2nd annual?
3rd, actually.
3rd annual. My bad. Oh, yeah. So this is his 3rd one coming, and I 100% support this, and I think it's a really great thing. I've only heard good things from all the people. So
it's been really cool to see the Benchies have since Jump always shown up for summer camp, and they've come back and always said, like, hey, you know, it's the cool part is they stay in the Benchies, they join us, they kind of do both, they travel between both of us. And it's kind of the cool thing we see in the community is you need different things at different points of your journey. Yes. So people bop back and forth through each one. And I think that's the coolest part of how summer camp works is we bring in some of the best bariatric experts, health and fitness experts. This year, we've expanded to also have some of the top names in GLP-1s and menopause.
Ooh, let's
to
go.
Help bring in our, in, yeah. And it's really awesome to see everything that works. But traditionally, for bariatric patients, the busy season for bariatric surgery is about spring until summer, because people usually schedule it around their vacation time or being home. And we also noticed from gym data that this is also the lowest time when people do structured workouts, where although people are spending more time walking on the beach or
they're outside more,
they're not necessarily going to the gym.
Yeah.
So for people who are in their first year, it's important to build that structure. And people in maintenance or coming up on their 1 year surge anniversary need to keep that structure going through
yes.
the tough time. Because
100%.
From working with hundreds of bariatric patients, and the research shows this as well, what tends to happen is compliance in your bariatric journey starts around April and May when your structure comes through. Because traditional bariatric patient is about mid-30 to 40 years old and on with that.
Sounds about right.
Most have children of some age where they're either back home and the structure's changing in their house and their routine is off. And they say, okay, the next 3 months are going to be more beaches and barbecues. I don't need to work out, or I've mastered this bariatric thing. I'm good.
Yeah.
But then they come into September where it's back to school season. And now it's, oh my goodness, I don't have time to work out because I'm getting the kids back to school, or I'm going back to work. We're going to a full work team schedule again. And then we hit the burrs of October, November, December, where weight traditionally comes on. So we built this camp strategically during the time of the year where bariatric patients need the most support. And we put some of the best speakers and industry experts in place to help keep you on point, from registered dietitians to bariatric psychologists to health and fitness coaches to mindset experts. And we put it all together because I want to make sure that you have the supports and resources that go on. And every year we kind of just make it bigger and add some more things to it.
What inspired you to make a camp like this?
If I wanted to be 100% honest, they stopped paying teachers at the end of June. So I need
a summer job. Okay.
Yeah, it's a summer job. It's the beauty of being a high school history teacher is we still need summer work. But as I started to look at the research and I started to just even having a pulse in the community, you'll notice that everyone has a gung-ho structure they celebrate on social media. And then in the summertime, it's really just beach pics and barbecues or dead radio silence.
Yep.
And in the first year that we did it, about midway through summer camp, it used to just be me running it. And we had Connie Stapleton come in as a guest expert because I was going down to Atlanta to work on a couple projects with her. And she's like, well, if you're going to be here for your call, why don't I just do your call for you? Again, people helping people.
Yes.
And it was our best, that was our best session that we ever had. Sorry, phone went off, but that was our best session. Everyone's like, when does she come back? And I'm like, I don't know if she does this because Connie's a professional and she does charge her clients a pretty significant amount. So to get a therapist to take an hour out is a pretty big deal. So then we just next year said, well, what if we got a couple of my friends that I know in the community that were professionals? So we had Kim Terrapelli came in to do nutrition. We had a couple other coaches that are drawing a blank, but we had an 8-person roster of professionals that came in. And then last year we went beyond bariatrics and we just added to 12. This year we have 24.
Well, you doubled it.
We doubled it. We've kind of doubled every year. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't check the math on that, because technically it's like 1 to 12 to 24. But like the math doesn't fully math, but I promise you, like, it's bigger and better. And that's the
all
point
that matters. That
yeah. And it's a really cool thing now is we have some of the best people in the business here to help guide you, to give you information that is backed by science and data. These aren't quacks on the internet who just saw social media themselves and said, hey, now we're going to tell you all that like seed oils are bad or the fruit in a banana is the reason that you're not losing weight. It's from professionals who have gotten results for thousands of clients in the health and fitness industry and thousands in the bariatric community.
I love that. Because yeah. And you need, they need the people. It's like, we have to make sure that these are real people that actually can, you know, they walk the walk, talk the talk, because we've all know those coaches that are like, hey, do this cleanse, or hey, just do, and like, where it's just like a, basically a workbook that everyone gets. And it's like, but I'm an individual, like what's going to work for me isn't going to work for him or her. So like, I like this.
And that's the coolest part of the program is, although we do have a workbook, it's a guide.
It's a guide.
It's built so that everyone does what they need, and it's more journal prompts for everything.
Oh, nice. But there you go.
The cool part about summer camp is there's no other program that is this comprehensive anywhere else in the bariatric community. And I say that with love of... you know, summer camp gives you workouts that are led by our expert, Lisa Gittleman, who is a certified personal trainer, one of my former clients who is, again, certified, but has maintained over 150 pounds of weight loss.
Yeah.
And has built enough muscle that she is squatting close to 300 pounds. And she squats over double her weight, to give you an idea. So not only do we have the programs and the coaching that gets results, it's led by bariatric patients like Lisa, or our mindset expert and our GLP-1 expert, Kylie Hansen, has had bariatric surgery, has had 3 kids since having bariatric surgery, and is working on continuing to lose her postpartum weight.
Oh, I need to have her on.
Yes, she is a phenomenal guest and a great human being, but you have coaches that care, who are supporting you, checking on you daily. We have a community of members that make sure that you are on point and doing everything possibly to get results. And it's with actionable people who care and want to do things.
Which, that's what you guys need. Like, I noticed if you don't have support, you don't join these things, it's a slippery slope. Falling back into old ways. It's very important to be around people that get it and are willing to talk to you about it. And they understand, like, the mindset is a thing. Like, you can be stuck in a mind fuck, and it's really helpful to have people like Kylie and Lisa and Rob to help, like, pull you out of that. So...
Absolutely. And there's research that also shows, like, there is cognitive dissonance that happens when you are even listening to a coach repeatedly say it. So for an example, if I'm coaching Mel and every week I tell her, hit her protein goal. And she's like, yeah, I kind of did it. And I'm like, okay, next week we're going to do this, or we're going to adjust this. Eventually, Mel and any human being, the message gets dulled a little bit when it comes from the same person repeatedly. And that's just the science and research of it. But now, if I bring in just a separate voice, switching it from male to female, young to old, just another person, but the exact same message, your brain says, ooh, new information, and it spikes up on retention and coherence. Oh. So having 3 coaches at 3 different stages and ages that are telling you the exact same message, but in different ways, it eventually sticks.
That's wicked. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is so cool.
As a teacher and education person, I truly do believe in getting the science and research for everything together. And that's where we build a lot of our program out, is what is the psychology that actually works? And it comes from the fact that I was obsessed with bar rescue in my early 20s.
So
Bar Rescue is this show by John Taffer where he comes in. He's an industry expert with bars.
Oh, okay. He
comes in and he flips the bar and pretty much shows, here's the research of how many drinks per minute you should be selling if you just change the beats per minute in the music at the bar.
Yes, that's a thing.
Have a more upbeat thing. See how Mel said that's a thing? Mm-hmm. A lot of those, that's a thing, they've actually researched and done, whether it be for bariatrics, psychology, or mindset, or running a bar. It's all run on the same premise of human behavior and anthropology. So the more that you have the research of what actually gets you to change, and you have it from the best voices who have done it for thousands of people, you have the best chance of getting coherence from somebody in the program.
Oh, I love that. And it is like there is like music just does lots of different things for you. And definitely in a bar scene, if you have upbeat music, you have that going, it's people are like, yeah, more, more, more. Right. And I was actually telling one of my because I coach too, by the way, guys, I'm more of a personal life coach, more of a mentor, because I've been through a lot in these last 10 years. And I definitely can help you. And I was telling them about the food and colors. So like learning that like the color red actually makes you want to eat. There's a reason why McDonald's, Arby's, Red Lobster, Red Robin, there's a reason why they have these colors, because your brain goes, ooh, I think I'm hungry. Ooh, I think
even
I want that.
Even just think of the other burgers, even Wendy's, Burger King, all of them use some tone of reds, browns, and yellows. All have the psychology between getting hunger and appetite.
Yep.
And that's the thing, is realizing that there is psychology around almost everything that big companies do isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it is something that, like, when you learn and apply it to other aspects of your life, it helps you get. And there's people who need different things at different stages. And I think having someone with your experience, Mel, where it's like you've lived the life of a bariatric patient, you know the pitfalls, but also from sheer repetition of you've probably interviewed more bariatric patients than any other person in the community, hands down.
I think I have.
I think you have. And that, like, before anyone hops on, both our phones are going off. But hear me out. Barry Nation focuses a lot more on here's the professional aspect and brings a lot more professionals in, which is just as important, because from a psychological mindset, when you hear an expert authority figure say the exact same message that myself or Mel are saying, same thing as when you change the voice or even just the gender of the person, it increases your mind. So Mel can be saying the same exact thing on her podcast that Barry Nation says, but if you're hearing the exact same philosophies and structure, you're realizing, hey, this is kind of important because it goes through. And I'm a good example of realizing, like, oh, what Kelly and Mel said in year one of the podcast is the same thing that April and Jason are bringing, like Dr. Joe Cribbins, and are saying it's important. And when your mind realizes it's not just an opinion, it's almost taken as gospel, it allows your adherence to go up. It allows your compliance to go up, and it allows you more open, and you're able to be more open and receptive to it.
Oh my God. I'm learning this now too. This is so fun, because it is, that makes sense why, like, you need to hear it several times and different ways for it to finally, like, stick.
So, as a special ed teacher, during the day, I will say having a co-teacher is comical, because this works on your 15-year-old child just as much as it does your 45-year-old bariatric patient. Just changing a little bit of the tone works. Or just changing the exact same fact, but how it's presented makes a world of difference. And being able to do that is phenomenal. So by having in our program, over 150 videos led by either Kylie or myself on behavior change and psychology, by having the expert library of the last 3 years summer camps, speakers of, oh, it's not just this registered dietitian that says carbs are important. Here's seven other ones that are all teaching, well, here's how to use carbs in the summer. Here's how to use them in the winter. Here's how you put them on your plate. Here's how you do it when you have like three kids or you're homeschooling and you need to make it work. When you hear multiple voices sharing the same message, you understand that, like, this might be something important.
Yeah, 100%. And especially when you're trying to, like, lose weight. Like, I know if I hear it one time from someone, I'm like, do they know? But once I, like you're saying, like, once you hit it from different angles, you're like, oh, this really matters. Like, protein, I can say it as many times as I want. You got to get your protein, water, vitamins, sleep, and movement. Those are the six pillars, and therapy, six. Yeah. So it's like, I can say this all I want, but until you guys hear it from different people, and I'm going to slowly just be like a, kind of like Charlie Brown.
Exactly. And that's the actual proof of it, of that's the whole point of one message being well. Especially in our community, the idea of resistance training and building muscle and lifting weights, there's a lot of fears of being bulky, of getting injured and doing everything. But when you see our clients getting up early and getting their workouts done, like Terrell, who has 4 children and is a stay-at-home mom, and getting up at 5 a.m. and lifting weights, as well as my client Rhonda, who has 10 grandkids and is lifting weights. Whoa. By seeing people at different ages and stages, it shows, look, it's not just me telling you you can lift weights up to your 70s. We have clients who are doing it, getting leaner and stronger and showing up better, and are able to get up off the floor if they fall, able to like move their body in a mobile way. They're reducing their injury rates because we include mobility work throughout all this. So having that experience does a world.
It does. And I want to point out, guys, like the reason why most of us get surgery is for health reason, right? And for me, I want to live as long as I can, but I've always been afraid of what happens if I do fall in my 70s, right? Yeah. You hear it all the time. Lots of falls are actually reasons why people die later, because they couldn't heal right. They got pneumonia and now they're gone. Like, it can really snowball really fast when you're in your 70s and 80s. And like, all I want to do is be like, not crazy muscular, but I want some muscle. I want my bones to be strong. So, and I need my flexibility. And that just means you're going to have to do some sort of movement. And what Rob and his team are doing is finding movement that you like, right? And getting you to do that. And muscle, like, I hear it all the time. They're just like, I'm just going to do cardio. Yeah, I'm just going to do cardio. And I'm like, no. You really shouldn't just do cardio. And they look at me like, what do you know? And it's like, well, I know that strength training is like the biggest thing. And I know that your thighs and your butts are your biggest engines. So I'm like, yeah. If you could just do lunges and squats all day, you could go real freaking far. So it's just really important to like do certain movements, like you're saying.
Yeah. And you can go back to the last, I believe last year we talked exactly about that, is your glutes and your hamstrings are where your thighs and your butt are located. But those are your biggest muscles. And the more muscle you build, the more fat your body actually burns. And even if you're saying like, look, elder me will take care of it or worry about it, let's go from just a vanity perspective. When you get straight cardio and you're not incorporating strength training, that is where you get that gaunt look. That's where you get emaciated. Your body almost looks hunched and shriveled. When you are building strength training, this is what builds the hourglass figure that women love. And an example of this is in my client, Lindsay, who we got ready for her wedding. We increased her strength training. We kept no cardio on the plan other than a basic step goal. We were able to get her shoulders to look better, her wedding photos, which you can see on our summer camp page, as well as her honeymoon photos are on there.
Oh, cool.
The best gift I can give to a client is Lindsay said, Rob, I felt confident in my wedding dress. And she even said, more importantly, when I got to my honeymoon, I wore a bikini for a week and I never felt better. You can actually hear her story on our episode where we go in detail of what we did to do that. But that's what we do. We help people do everything from get up off the floor to live longer, to show up for their grandkids or their kids, or to even start having kids. Mm-hmm. So many bariatric patients, if you're having it and you're considering having children, you're eating at a nutrition deficient level, calorie deficiency, that might actually affect your cycle, might actually affect your hormones, might actually affect your fertility rates. One thing we pride ourselves in Busy Bariatrics is we get our clients to actually eat more to regulate their cycles, to actually have the healthy hormone and gut balance that they need for everything, while lifting weights and looking better than they ever imagined.
Well, and I love that, like, even though Rob is a male, like, he's not caring that we're on our cycles. He's just trying to make sure they're ultimate, like, they're one, consistent, two, you're having them when you should, and three, you're eating more because you actually, even during your cycle time, have to eat more.
Yeah. So even something as simple as increasing your iron levels of the food that you eat during your cycle is just a simple fix that you can do to kind of help with everything. Or what we have a lot of our clients do is we track our cycle in our software so that we get an idea of like, okay, if the scale fluctuates 4 pounds and then after a couple months, we know what the average fluctuation is, we no longer worry about that spike on the scale. By looking at it as just data and realizing like, look, yeah, the scale's up 3 pounds, but guess what? In like 2 or 3 more days, it's going to be down 3 pounds.
And it's real. I've tested that a million times with myself. And legit, I am always about 3 to 4 pounds up during my cycle time. And then once it's done, I drop that 4 to 5. And sometimes it's actually more, where all of a sudden it's like 5 pounds because I was moving around doing things, but it was holding everything. And I've switched to where I have to eat red meat during that week. It has made my periods a lot less like painful. And I feel way more energetic during that time frame because I used to get really bad periods to where like it hurt to even like get up sometimes. I would look like death, like legit. My ex-husband would be like, you look scary, like you're going to die right now, because I get completely pale underneath, my eyes get really dark. And that's how they all know I'm on my period. And they're like, oh, shit, Mel. And I'm like, so now if I just eat when I can feel it coming, I'm like, all right, the night before I'm eating meat. You know, and then it's meat every day. Yeah. Like, yes, I'll have a protein shake. In those weeks, my protein's even higher than it is on a regular week because I've noticed it really helps everything. So
I can name about half a dozen clients whose cycle also psychologically plays a role of they see the scale go up. And that causes everything of the dichotomous thinking, which is all or nothing thinking. The psychological term is dichotomous. Dichotomy meaning like one thing causes the other to kind of happen. But what we notice is when we get into this all or nothing mindset, people tend to get into this pattern of, well, the scale is up, so what does it matter if I track my nutrition? Or the scale, and if I'm not tracking my nutrition, I don't have to put what I'm eating on my log. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have to put what I'm eating on my log, I can eat whatever I want with no repercussion. Right. The problem is that bill eventually comes due. And even just teaching some simple things is like, well, let's have a high iron, high protein meal, like steak and spinach, a little S&S, and then plan to have a cookie, either depending on when you have your biggest hunger cues. So if you know for each person's cycle, your hunger changes at different stages, even throughout the day. But if you know, like day two of your cycle, you wake up ravenous, put a high protein, high carb breakfast in there that you know in advance. So by tracking habits, patterns, behaviors, we've helped clients who have had erratic cycles not only have more regular ones, but to lose weight consistently throughout their cycle and through their periods.
Now that is a miracle, because like you just don't ever hear that. Like that's not a thing. We're always used to gaining that week, and typically are trying to lose that the next week, right? But it's nice, like even I've gotten to myself where I've said like I've even lost more than what actually was on the scale. So it's like, and I've learned from my doctor, actually, she did tell me, Dr. Patterson, that I do, like, you need to actually move more while you're on your cycle. Mm-hmm. It actually makes things easier and flow better. And I was like, oh, okay. But just walking. Just walking. You don't have to do anything extravagant. I'm not on an elliptical or, you know, doing something like going for miles. It's just like, just get out and walk.
Yeah. And even tracking the data so that you have a phrase you'll hear us a lot say is facts over feelings. There are some clients who actually PR better during their cycle than when they do well. Like, depending on where they are in their cycle, they have different results in the gym. And something as simple as like, okay, if we know that the data shows that, and that's the important part, because when you're like, oh, this is a miracle, it's not really, it's just science, but more important, it's tracking habits, patterns, and behaviors.
Yeah.
So for some people, they realize like, wait a second, like 2 days before my cycle, I'm like PRing, but then I'm dead for 2 days. Like, okay, put your rest days in place there. And then they traditionally can spike up at different parts. But by working through your issue each time, you have more data points to see how you're actually getting results throughout that.
This is amazing. I love this, guys. If you're not already signed up with Busy Bear Action, you better get over there. I want to know more about summer camp. Who are all these people?
Oh, my goodness.
24?
It's
what are
amazing.
You doing? Putting on an award show?
No, I leave that up to you. I don't try to do anything. I stay in my lane, and that's why I really do bring in the experts. I think what a lot of online fitness coaches try to do is they try to say that they are a mental health expert or they are a dietitian. Like, they do a lot of things that really are the jobs of dietitians, therapists. I truly believe put the right people in front of the community so that you can almost shop what you need after Busy Bariatrics.
Love
I've
it.
Had probably 24 clients each year who message our professionals afterwards, because the goal is with me, you can work with us, but here's the people I know, love, and trust who have the actual beliefs to get everything done and get the results. And a lot of them will work with the registered dietitians that we have on and then come back to us, work with the health mindset experts that we have on and then come back to us.
Nice.
It's the idea that, like, we all work together to get you your results. So I guess I should probably share some of them.
Yeah.
You do know Kayla Gergen, friend of the show.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Yeah, going to be teaching about blood sugar and strength training and how to plan your meals around your workouts. Jenny Young, who you remember from First Form, is coming in and teaching us how to incorporate summer foods to hit our fiber goals. And then we went big. Jared Hamilton is probably one of the top emotional eating experts, especially within the field of GLP-1s and weight loss. He has coached thousands of women to lose weight by less dieting and more of the mindset work. He is going to teach you how to quiet food noise with his patented gas station technique.
Okay.
The cool part, yeah. And the cool part is because when other professionals like Jared saw what we were doing, he's like, we need to get you some of the best people in the industry. He reached out personally and
Whoa.
Got us Beth Ferrico, who is one of the top fat loss experts for women in menopause, is going to be coming in and teaching you how to lose weight if you were perimenopausal or menopausal. He also brought in for us Ryan Kasson, who is another emotional eating expert and teaches you how to heal your relationship with food and get away from even tracking in order to get the best results for your lifestyle, as well as Stephanie Krasweller, who's one of the top experts when it comes to menopause, hormones, and fat loss for women. So that's not just like what I believe in this program is important, but some of the top industry experts, when I talked to them about it, said, we need to get you more of the
more.
Best people into here, which was amazing. You know, we have Josh Wiener, my financial coach, who helped me get out of 6 figures of credit card debt, is going to be teaching his patented techniques of how to build a budget to lose your credit card debt.
Nice.
And then we have some names that you'll probably recognize. Sarah Smith is going to be teaching about addiction transfer after weight loss surgery. Tabitha Johnson is going to be teaching why you are not psychologically losing weight on a GLP-1. Shelley Southall is another top mindset expert in the bariatric community on how to thrive after weight loss surgery. Summer Kessel from the GLP-1 community is going to be teaching how.
Oh,
to
Summer?
I know. Yeah.
I love Summer.
You're gonna know some. You're going to also be like, wow, we got them.
Uh-huh.
Kristen Willard from Bariatric Meal Prep Academy is going to be teaching simple solutions for meal planning in the summer. Hannah Schuyler and Betsy Dovek from Body by Reset are going to be teaching what they found from the research and data makes a successful bariatric patient throughout the entire time. So from all
cool.
of their data, they're going to be giving you the top techniques, the habits, patterns, and behaviors that clients have. Corby Jackson, JBY winner, is going to be teaching about the curiosity to live. And Connie Stapleton is coming back to tell you what you don't want to hear after weight loss surgery. We also have
She's
Laura-
so good for that one. Oh,
so the best part is we don't record Connie's session. And I got to tell you, gang, if you're a baseball fan, it's like watching someone just hit home runs in batting practice.
Yeah, over and over and over. She's fucking amazing.
If you have a question on anything, come and watch what Connie tells you. And I got to tell you, it's pure gold, but it's the directness that you need to thrive from someone who has been in the bariatric community for over 30 years now.
Yeah, and she understands addiction through and through, guys.
Yeah.
She's been in it. She's dealt with it herself. She's experienced all these things. She went to freaking school and got her PhD in psychiatric, and now, boom, she got a book.
We have multiple books. We also have another PhD with Kristen Lloyd is going to be teaching us about the psychology of weight loss expert. And Laura Grabeau is going to be teaching us how to stop our emotional eating. So to say that, like, we've gotten some of the best in the business is an understatement this year.
Yeah.
But these are, like, not just in the bariatric communities, but the communities that, like, bariatric patients hang out in. Mm-hmm. Emotional eating, menopause, psychology and mindset techniques. These are proven professionals who have gotten results for thousands upon thousands of clients, and you're going to get the chance to be eyeball to eyeball with them through Zoom and to ask questions that you can have. And the cooler part is so many of them, when they heard of what we do and how we do it, waived their speaker fees.
That's
they
amazing.
Said, that's how important it is. I'll just do it for free because they know how important what we do is works.
Well, and that's why I love these people, because, like, they're actually caring about other people and this community. Like, they're in it. They literally talk to us all the time. They literally want to help and do things for free. Like, that's amazing. And we need more people like that. And you have a freaking, like, a roster of all stars over there.
That is a roster, to say the least.
Yeah.
And because I'm kind of insane, I decided that wasn't enough this summer. Mel, it's like, we also have Kelly and Lisa coming in and coaching with our clients. So you're going to get some of the top coaches in the business working with us. But we are also going to be on tour all summer long. We are going to be in Orlando, Columbus, Ohio, Los Angeles, the Pacific Northwest. I know where we're going, but I don't think we have it fully announced yet.
I don't think we do, so stay tuned, y'all.
We need to do this, but I promise you. But also New York, Charlotte, and a couple other towns. So if you're considering going to any of the events with Bariatric Society, just know Busy Bariatrics has their own promo code to make your tickets more than affordable. But also at those events, our clients get a private workout with one of our coaches and a dinner with us. Where we really help give you the experience of how to navigate a restaurant menu at a pretty decent restaurant most times.
Oh, that's freaking cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really a lot of hard work, but it is a really big labor of love of us being able to help you move in the community. If you are nervous about gymtimidation, that's why we offer private workouts. We also offer free metabolic assessments both on our website and at the events, where we will help teach you, here's how much you should be eating roughly, here's what you should be doing for workouts. We help build tailored plans for you for free, just if you sign up on our email list.
Whoa. Did you guys just hear that? For free. All you have to do is just sign up on the email list. Like, this is wild. Like, incredible.
I was taught by some of the best like you that if you give freely and do it because you care about the community will show up. And that's why I invite myself on every year, is because I know how much this has helped so many of your benchies over the years.
Yep. And we did a full-on challenge last year. Right before JBY.
And that's why, like, we sponsor JBY. So just remember, if you're still listening to the episode, and most of the data shows, like, at least in my shows, we drop off at the 30-minute mark. But again, research science-based people. If you look at it, first JBY to be in over six figures of credit card debt and fly out there and win. By third JBY, I was so proud to be a sponsor.
Yeah.
That's how much bariatric surgery, OSLP, and so many other people in the bariatric community have changed my life, and I try to get the same people around you to help you change yours if you're like,
oh my God, I love that. And I know you guys are going to do so well with Rob. I've talked to so many different people that have joined Busy Bariatrics. I have not heard any bad things. Like 100%, I'm not just blowing smoke up your butt. Like legit, there's no complaints. They have loved it. They have so many, like, they love the experts. In the summer camp, they were just like, holy shit. Like, they just couldn't believe how much information they were actually getting for their money. Because, like, people obviously, like, do kind of things like this. They'll have meetups. They'll have little events to try to help people. And they're charging astronomical, like, numbers. And then they get, like, one person that's helped them. Yeah. And you guys are going to get 24.
You're going to get one a week starting May 15th all the way up to Labor Day. The other better part is our programs start, because I'm not one of the online coaches who says, like, you need to hop on a call before, like, I tell you the price. We do it for $150 a month at our base level. And the reason we charge $150 a month, because, again, remember, science and research, that's what the average American spends on DoorDash, fast casual, or impulse eating.
Really? $150?
If you want to lose your first 10 pounds, stop buying DoorDash, buy us for 6 months. And within time, even if you lost 2.5 pounds for each month you were in the program, you'd make your money back in about 4 months.
Yeah. And then you've lost that weight.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
You've lost the weight. You feel good. You look good. You probably are having better conversations with people, better communication, better friends. Like, it really, like, I know that the trickle-down economics barely works. Doesn't work very well. But in these scenarios, it definitely works, where if you start taking care of yourself, a lot of all the other things are falling into place. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode with me and Rob and going over all the things. I'm going to have everything linked below. So that way you can join the summer camp. You can get on the newsletter, because he is giving 10 recipes for free every single month. And that is very, very valuable, guys, because we hear it all the time. What do I make? I don't know what to do. How do I cook this? What are the macros? What's the grocery list? And he's doing it for you. I also have the weekly chew every month. Like, literally every week you get a grocery list, the macros, we theme everything. There was a friends week. There's, I think right now we're in like a spring, Easter fun time for our stuff. So it's like, if you want to go to him, get your stuff, you get 10 for free. We give out, I think it's like 8 recipes per week. But also, like, you get a Facebook group and we do demos, we do lives with you. So we're always engaged with our people. And I think that's what's nice about me and Busy Bariatrics is, like, we're with our people.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not these people that are just online and you never get to see us and hang out with. Like, we're in it. So.
And I think that's the cool thing. If you're on both of our email lists, gang, you get 32 recipes a month, which is phenomenal that you give out. Yeah. And then another 10 from us. That's 42 recipes. That's more than the days of the week. We can map out your bariatric meals for you just by giving us your email address.
Yeah. Look how easy that is. It's so easy. So if you guys need anything, let me and him know. Our DMs are open. We answer all of our DMs, so you do not have to worry about that. And of course, like on all episodes, you know, you need to get your water, your protein, you got to get that sleep, movement. And lastly, don't forget to get your ProCare vitamins, because vitamins are non-negotiable. I'm tired of hearing people saying I don't need them. Yes, you do. They make the formula that actually matches your surgery. And they even help you with GLP-1 support. So go use OSLP, get your discount. And then lastly, guys, don't be an asshole to one another.
Plain and simple. Bye.
Right? Have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in to Our Sleep Life podcast. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone that needs it. Remember, small, consistent steps create lasting change. I'll see you on the next episode.